good to have you in the studio. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So explain first, this is a rather new position for the court system.
Brand new.
And this is a budget savings measure, or what do you explain?
After Judge Ray was appointed as Superior Court Judge, administration took a look at the number of cases we had filed, looked at some other cost-saving measures, and looked at how we could still, you know, service the public. And one of the ideas that came out of administration was to change my position to Magistrate Judge, Clerk of Court.
Which we'll point out now that is something you have filled in as magistrate for a decade or more now.
So I was hired in late 2007, as deputy clerk. Early 2008, like the beginning of the year, I was hired as clerk of court. At that time, I started what we call magistrate lessons. I was assigned training judge. I went through extensive training. Because I hear people say, wow, you're on the bench, you're not a lawyer. No, there's many, many magistrates in the state who are not. So I started.
Some would probably say for the better. Not.
Started my training. That was almost a year with lessons and training and working with my training judge. I started doing weekend duty. And I've also had questions, wow, now you're just on the bench. But unless you've been in jail on a Saturday morning,
You probably don't know
right. That I've been sitting on the bench, or at 8 o'clock at night, someone needs a protective order or an arrest warrant or, you know, whatever. So it's nothing new. I'm just in the light Monday through Friday now.
Right. And even as a clerk of court, you're intimately familiar with our court, our issues, our people, our law enforcement. You've interacted hundreds of times in all these situations. These are things you're very familiar with.
Yes.
What part of this job makes you nervous off the bat?
I think being in the light Monday through Friday. I've gotten used to who my audience, for lack of a better word, who they are on the weekend. It's usually troopers, sometimes a DA on the phone, defendants, sometimes same people. Not a lot of public showing up for, you know, public hearings. So it's going to take me a while. I'm nervous in public. I was public speaking, so.
What makes you confident that you're the right fit for the job?
Well, I know the process. I understand the rules. I know how to find the answer to a rule or a penalty. I know where to find all the information. So it, for lack of a better word, I mean, it's cut and dry. And SB 91 has also made things cut and dry. There's not a lot of wiggle room anymore.
I'm sure a lot of people think they could probably do the job, but I want to ask you before we let you go about an experience this week, which is that a defendant was before you. He had just been arrested on a charge and agreed to be open sentenced, meaning he put his case in your hands to make a determination, and he was sentenced to a flat year in jail. I don't think anybody who thinks they might be able to do this job can probably not understand what that must be like to send a person to jail until they've been there. Can I ask you, not about that case in particular, but just about that moment, did something kind of click?
It's tough. I mean, anyone who says it's not tough, and I don't know a magistrate or a judge who doesn't have a moment or a time on the bench where things aren't tough, but there's rules to follow and there's things that need to be done. Did it make me sick to my stomach? Yes. You know, I've heard, you know, in 10 years, I mean, I've heard people sentenced to 399 years and it made me sick to my stomach to hear it. So I have a job to do. It's what I've been hired to do. There's rules to follow, and that's what I'll do. And this, you know, what the state's doing, what administration's doing, we've been very proactive. We were proactive 3 years ago when finances were looking bad, and we started doing furlough days. And we do furlough days on Friday, half days now, all across the state. But we're not laying people off, and people are not losing their jobs. And we'll continue to find cost savings, and still, under the Constitution, give service where we need to. So,
right.
Do our jobs.
Tanya O'Connor is the magistrate judge and clerk of court in Dillingham. It's now official. Tanya, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.